Chapter 10, Nightmares and Games. 3 days after they arrived at Zbaraj, Elisha awoke with a start in the middle of the night. He jumped out of bed and listened intently to the nocturnal sounds of the sleeping castle. He could hear the distant sounds of horses and patrols, but they were far too faint to have awoken him. The spacious room they had been given sweltered in the oppressive July heat, and the air was close and dank. He was perspiring, but it was unlikely that the excessive heat and humidity had awoken him. Accustomed to sleeping on the road in all sorts of conditions, he had experienced worse and slept through it. No, he had heard something in his sleep, and ever vigilant, he had come fully alert. He was about to return to his bed when he heard a slight whimper from the other side of the room. He tiptoed to the sleeping twins and saw that one of them was agitated. He couldn't tell them apart in the dark, or even in daylight most of the time. Another whimper escaped from the boy's mouth, but he didn't wake up. "The poor child is having a nightmare," thought Elisha. The children didn't talk about the slaughter of their parents and probably didn't think about it either. Their young minds have probably suppressed the horrific images and sounds they witnessed in Tolchin, but the memories surface in their dreams. Elisha sat down beside the boy and stroked his little back.
"Shh, shh, everything is all right," he whispered, his words barely audible. Then he hummed a simple tune.
The boy calmed down and turned over in his sleep. Elisha stood up, covered the boy, tucked him in, and returned to his bed. He had just laid his head on the pillow when a shriek startled him. He immediately jumped out of bed. The boy was sitting bolt upright in his bed. He was whimpering and shaking. Elisha lifted him up and put him on his shoulder. Then he carried him out into the passageway so as not to wake his brother.
"I'm scared," said the boy. "They're coming."
"Don't worry, Shaya," he said, hugging the boy tightly. "They're not coming. I won't let them."
"Shaya is sleeping." "Oh, I meant Shia. Don't worry. They're not coming."
"I'm scared. I saw them."
"I yelled at them," said Elisha, "and chased them away. I said, 'Don't ever come back to bother my boys.' They ran away. They're not coming back."
"For sure?"
"I think so. If they come back, just tell me and I'll throw them out."
"Okay.
Should I tell you a story?"
"I like stories." Elisha began to tell him a soothing tale that moved at a leisurely pace. Within minutes, Shia was peacefully asleep in Elisha's arms. "I've bored him to sleep," he thought with a smile. He put Shia down and went back to his own bed. The next day was Thursday. It was inevitable that they would spend Shabbos all alone in Zbaraj. There were no Jewish people in the town with whom they could stay. Those who lived there had fled to the west. He resolved to stay in his room the entire day. He would light 2 candles, and they would feast on bread and water. He had only a small sitter that he kept with his tefillin. He did not even have a chumash. The boys were making progress toward recovery. The nightmares were forgotten. The fevers had gone down. Their coughs were milder, although they still coughed. Their spirits and energy were much improved. Elisha knew he'd have his hands full keeping them entertained in the room. He also wondered how long they could subsist on bread, fruit, and vegetables. He supposed they could subsist as long as was necessary. Friday morning, Elisha asked Sergeant Doroshenko to bring him an oil lamp, 2 candles, a supply of bread and water, and writing materials. When the paper and ink arrived, he opened the window wide to let in as much light as possible. Then he sat down at the small table in the center of the room under the watchful eyes of the boys and started to write the Hebrew alphabet, 1 letter to a page.
"What are you drawing?" asked Shaya.
"A picture of an aleph," said Elisha.
"What's aleph?"
"It's a Hebrew letter."
"What's a letter?" said Shaya.
"What's Hebrew?" said Shia.
"I'll explain everything on Shabbos, boys," he said. "We're going to stay in our room the whole day together with the Almighty. We're going to have a party and learn Torah."
"What's Torah?" said Shaya.
"I'm going to start teaching you how to read," said Elisha. Oh, said Shaya and scratched his head.
What's a party? Said Shia.
It means we're going to have fun. We're going to eat and drink, sing songs, play games, learn some letters, and tell stories.
Don't know any stories, said Shia. You tell stories. We listen.
Elisha hadn't thought he could spend a whole day taking care of two young children, but the time passed quite quickly. He fed them and sang and danced with them. They asked for the promised stories, but Elisha suggested they play a game first. It was called Recognize the Letter. The children were bright and they loved the game. By the end of the day, they could recognize 12 letters. They could even identify some of them in the Siddur. After darkness descended on the castle, Elisha put them to bed. He was exhausted, but he was happy.